Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble for me, and it is a safeguard for you. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of the false circumcision. For we are the true circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God and take pride in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh, although I myself could boast as having confidence even in the flesh. If anyone else thinks he is confident in the flesh, I have more reason. Circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. As to the law, a Pharisee. As to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. But whatever things were gained to me, these things I have counted as loss, because of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss, in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them mere rubbish, so that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own, derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, if somehow I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already grasped it all or have already become perfect, but I press on, if I may also take hold of that for which I was even taken hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I do not regard myself as having taken hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, all who are mature, let's have this attitude. And if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that to you as well. However, let's keep living by the same standard to which we have attained.
Have you ever written a resume? It requires a good deal of skill and tact. After all, it's the way you introduce yourself to a potential boss. You must feature your skills and accomplishments in a way that isn't boastful. That's quite a tall order. The Apostle Paul would have had an impressive resume, if such a thing existed in the first century. With regard to religious achievements, his were certainly impressive. He referred to himself as a Hebrew of Hebrews, a Pharisee, a persecutor of the church, and blameless under the law. In other words, when it came to his standing in Jewish culture, Paul was a man almost without equal. But all that changed on the road to Damascus. After he met the Savior, Paul did a 180 regarding his accomplishments. I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, he wrote to the church at Philippi. Every superlative became mere rubbish to him, compared to being found in Christ. All those fancy titles and honors were cast aside without a moment's regret. May we all say the same.